All right, so I'm gonna be real. Like, we did like not post for like a month and a half, and I feel like a little bad about that. But it's back because it's Data Transfer season 2, episode like 32, I think. And I'm Audrey.
And I'm Corla.
And we are joined once again by our very good friend and partner and Metamore, respectively. Gigi is here with us.
Hello, it's me. I'm Gigi. I'm fucking dying because I didn't realize the dance during the intro music was happening. And Corla, you were just circling your head the whole
time. And now Corla's out of focus.
With the same expression locked on my face the entire fucking time. Yeah, no, that was delightful. I had so much fun just doing a little like Peanuts dance animation loop.
Very strong. Damn, you're so out of focus. It's crazy. There we go. That guy.
I'm doing the Charlie Brown dance where that one boy just like nods his head different sides.
Yeah. Just
I do that one at the club.
Yeah.
Because you fucking
like,
monster.
You go like.
This like is that? Fantastic audio. Oh yeah. Audio content, we're doing by visual the way. Bits. You're doing so good.
Welcome back.
Talking about
once
me
again.
Being out of focus.
Yeah. Podcasting is back, baby.
That's right. It was comedy is legal again.
Yeah.
And
What we're doing is we're sharpening the image in your mind's eye. We're giving it something to grab onto, by which I mean technical difficulties.
Mm-hmm. We're like that store in the mall where you buy a fan that doesn't have blades. Sharper image.
Oh fuck!
We can get a Newton's cradle and a CD player.
Concerned dog.
I didn't open the wiki. We're doing great. We're doing
hey, Concerned right. Dog, didn't they make Stardew Valley?
I don't know that one.
Yeah, actually, I don't know who made Stardew Valley. I've never played Starman Farmhand myself. I'm told it's
very
good.
Wait, is Stardew Valley one of the ones that's like a guy, or is it a team?
It's a guy. It's Concerned Ape.
Oh.
Is the joke. Is the riff I was doing. But you two motherfuckers.
I didn't
like,
have the
I'm
background
too busy
knowledge
learning about
necessary
niche
for the joke.
Music for like mentally ill women.
Yeah. Yeah, it's correct.
Yes.
To know what a video game is.
Yeah. Learning about niche music for mentally ill women, listening to LSD XOXO, feeling like the sexiest bitch alive on the way
to
the grocery store.
I mean, the Ass to Mars remix, the machine.
My house is glass AF. Like, I'm throwing stones and bringing this thing down around myself. But
what, Corla, have you done in the last month and a half? What have we been getting up to?
Oh, God.
Christmas
we
happened.
Started on Smiling Friends.
Yes.
I had my birthday.
Yeah.
We had Christmas.
Happy birthday.
I started and finished Digimon Story Time Stranger.
Related to the program.
Ooh.
I've started a new run of Factorio with one of my friends from Magic Knight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. I've been massively depressed.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Hard.
The tagline, the second half of the tagline of Post Ponies only gets more relevant every day, mm-hmm. and it scares me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we started that show in the Biden administration. Isn't that wild?
It's fucked to think about.
Yeah.
We were like just barely into it too. We were just out of Trump 1.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Oh, we were firmly in Trump 1 when we started RFTB.
Yeah,
we were in 2018.
Wow,
it was like the I want to say. So we started in March, about 6 months into the run of the show. Midterms for 2018 mm-hmm, happened.
Mm-hmm. The blue wave
cut the legs out from running the Trump administration. I was like, oh yeah, smooth sailing. And I remember it's like 2019. or was it maybe? No, it was maybe 2020. I don't know. I was banging this girl from Grindr. And I was thinking about gender, and I was like
you do.
All right, if Biden wins, I'm gonna go for it.
I mean, fair
Here
enough.
Here we are.
I would like to survive the process of taking my estrogen. Thank you.
That's right. That's
if right. Biden wins, if Biden wins, I'm getting tits.
All right, I'm getting bolt-ons if fucking Biden goes.
As far as ways to celebrate by modifying your body, it's better than a tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know?
Don't celebrate politics with tattoos. Jesus Christ.
And theoretically
Christ.
Less permanent. You just get a fucking, you know.
Instead, get video game
Get a mastectomy like Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
That's not cringe.
Did you know The Rock had top surgery?
That's crazy.
Yeah. That fucking rips, actually.
Good for him.
It's just like, you have too much tit. And he's like,
no more binders, you know, for The Rock.
I kind of agree.
Yeah. The Rock buying or starting binders, like a non-binary. Though? Yeah.
You know any fucking trans men have the fucking that shit?
They have the fucking bowl with the DreamWorks face on it.
Hell, like trans women with like size shame would go for that shit.
That's right.
Can you? Okay, this is alien to me at least, but I'm sure there are women for whom they have transitioned. Their bazongas have gone past their desired point, and they are now burdened with bosom so boisterous.
Yeah. Because you just become a woman.
That their back hurts all of the time, and it's inconvenient, and it keeps knocking into stuff, and because your nipples are, like, constantly sore, it feels like hell. It feels like you're being stabbed with a hot knife.
I miss T-Pain. I miss the tit pain.
I get it. I can miss understand. T-Pain. However, I yearn for, like, some G-cup bullshit.
Yep.
I yearn to look like Hitomi Tanaka's fat cousin.
I was just about to say.
That's fucking funny.
Fat white cousin, too.
Yeah.
Like, how are you two related? Oh, you know, marriage.
Yeah.
That's funny. I have a very dear friend who is half Thai.
Uh-huh.
And her mom's white, her dad's Thai. Mm-hmm. And we used to go out places and hang out, and we were close, really, like, really good friends.
Yeah.
And there was always kind of like a half relationshipy vibe, because we were always bicker and shit, and like it was, you know,
right,
you know, really close friends. And people would always be like, "Is that your brother?" To her, and they'd say that, and I'd be like. And, like, look at him. Like, what? I tan real well. Like, I have my skin is real. We'll get dark in the summer. Yeah.
I remember, like, I saw you on your birthday. We were out swimming, and you had a nice tan to you.
Oh, dude, what are you, Italian?
Yay.
German, Italian? English, Irish, Scottish, and that's it.
And thank you for filling out the FAFSA form completely. Topical.
Oh, you know what? That brings me into a segment I've been trying to push.
Uh-huh.
Which is,
yo,
hey there, FBI.
Hey.
How's it going?
What's going on?
Yeah. You've been scheduled to fucking listen to this show, this particular episode. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's the same person every time, if you get cycled out based on who's available and when you get to it on the list.
You can't have them getting parasocial.
That's a good point. You kind of gotta like sprinkle it around like singles mixtapes.
Yeah, the one fucking Tran that works for the NSA. You're too close to this one.
You must recuse yourself. I'm recusing my edge.
What do you want to say to your handler, Corla? What are you trying to get across today?
What am I trying to get across? You should play some adventure games.
Okay.
Ooh.
I feel like
Danganronpa.
Okay, maybe that may be a little broad. I'm thinking along the lines of like a Monkey Island.
Oh.
Something a little silly, a little removed. But play some adventure games.
Check them out.
You fucking put me on the goddamn spot. I was really hoping for you to help me.
When you pitched this idea to me of speaking directly to your FBI handler, you were like, we should just say some shit that we have to beat.
Oh, and no, that's right.
You let it
fucking
out. You let it out. And people know that you're letting it out, but they don't know exactly what you say.
Thank you.
It's just it's like,
thank you so much for reminding me. I want to.
There you go. Damn. That's rough. That's hard.
Hey, bud.
That's wild.
I know. Hey, I know. Butt. At least one of you is listening.
Nice.
In front of someone you really care about.
Do it in a way that like looks like the start of a horror movie.
I want you to understand.
Like something's wrong. This person's been possessed.
As you're doing it, as you're. Mm-hmm. You're making the world a better place.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. And then whatever the fuck our segment, I guess I have to find it, like find something and edit it in.
It's illegal. It's a federal offense.
Yeah.
I have to come up with something for hello, FBI. Cool. Great. Cool. Why did I do? I'm fucking stupid. That's a good say. I like the idea. And this is something that I haven't really involved myself in too much. Like, I've done this before. Mm-hmm. I've been podcasting about 8 years now. Segment production. You know?
Yes.
The idea of like you have an idea for a thing that you want to do as a recurring thing. And I don't do enough of that. And I want to applaud you for taking the initiative and introducing the Hello FBI segment.
Thank you.
I won't.
It's good.
I was about to say more bleepable stuff, but we're out of the segment. We're done. We're done.
Oh, we're out of the segment? Damn.
We can't acknowledge the FBI. Gigi,
do you have
FBI
anything you
want
to say to your handler?
What do I want to say to my handler?
Okay, all right.
Whatever the drop is, do it again.
It's illegal. It's a federal offense.
We can't be calling my NSA agent my handler because I'll get too horny about that. we gotta do something else. my observer,
your tail.
My government appointed observer.
No, I'll get you too.
Yeah, I have one of those. I should wash my tail.
Swish, swish.
I'm a dog. Anyway. What do I want to say to my NSA agent? Now I'm on the spot. Oh, no.
You put yourself on the spot by doing, like, four asides one after the other. We didn't do shit.
You just revealed the magic of Gigi. You just did, this is what Gigi does. Four asides and then going, oh, wait, no, everyone's paying attention to me now.
Oh, wait, I'm the focus.
Fucked up.
I think you're more used to post ponies where there are three other people, like,
yeah,
coming no in like one's... hyenas just trying to get their bite of the steak before it's all
no
fucking
one's
going.
No one's waiting for me to fucking...
Crabs in a bit bucket over there, god damn it.
Yeah, we are. We truly are.
It is... difficult if you're not a competitive person.
Competitive fucking ranked podcaster.
Yeah, my ELO is tanking every single episode.
I can do mine. I can speak directly to my
Audrey,
handler real
please.
Quick.
Yeah. I'm the here guest.
Yeah. All right. Wow. You have to stop doing what you're doing. Genuinely, you have to stop. Because there is a stain on your soul that will never be cleansed as a result of you aiding this administration. You are at risk, not of, you know, like if there is an afterlife of any kind and there is any kind of sense of cosmic justice, you know, you'll have bad time in the next one. But hopefully there will be consequences for you in this life as well. That would be really nice.
Before you reincarnate as like a raccoon or a worm.
That's right. I've been doing a little research on like Buddhism and trying to maybe introduce some more spiritual aspects to my life. And
oh yeah,
you know, yeah. One of the main things is like, hey, don't hurt anybody.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that sounds great. Every day you wake up, you go to work and you hurt people. And for that, you will.
It's illegal. It's a federal offense.
Sorry to bring it down, everybody, but I got a lot
of good. What do you think? More or less, as far as actual things that I think that I could say into a microphone, I think that's probably about exactly what I would want. Like I was in therapy the other day. That's right. I go weekly.
Fuck yeah. You know,
I have mental health.
Has your doc done the one where like, okay, so like you'll go in and you're expecting to get scheduled for 2 weeks and then you say some shit and they go, do you want to do next week or?
I expected that pretty early on. I thought it was because we were like, let's try weekly right now and then we'll see if we have to adjust. And
there has been no adjustment.
Emily has never brought up maybe doing less intentionally.
Oh god. Oh god. Sometimes there was a time happens, in my life but... where I was given the, you know, I think we can do every 2 weeks. I think you don't need to come in every week. And that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
That was a long time back.
I'm on biweekly with my she's not a therapist. She's like a behavioral consultation something. Basically, she's like, I'm gonna help you set goals, and then you'll achieve those goals, and you'll feel better about yourself. And
that yes,
this sounds like your student advisor, but for adults.
And for me, it was like, okay, I eat out too much, and my apartment's a fucking nightmare. So twice this week, I'm gonna clean out my sink, and I'm gonna make dinner at home 5 nights this week. And then I made dinner at home one night, and did not clean out the sink, and then. Cried a bunch when I talked to her about it the next time. And she's like, oh, I mean, you know, it's pretty ambitious what you were talking about. Honestly, going from 0 to 60 there, why don't you fucking back it up a little bit?
Yeah. No, that's actually a really cool thing for to have a person to say that.
Yeah.
To be like, really, you need to take baby
it's
steps.
Really easy to like be mean to yourself. It's this started out as let's do actionable threats to NSA agents, and then it's turned into we're like whatever that Pendleton Ward show where it's just people talking about their feelings is.
That's funny. like the Negaverse version of the fucking Seinfeld car show.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, what if comedians in cars getting coffee was done by people that haven't dated 17-year-olds when they're 38?
Get fucked, Jerry Seinfeld.
I only ever dated a 17-year-old when I was 14. Which is probably problematic still. But
yeah, I had that too. Like, I was 14.
We want to talk about problematic in my childhood? It's more likely than you think.
Oh yeah, Gigi, tell FBI.
Oh yeah, dog. Oh right, the therapy thing did have a thing because I was talking with my therapist and I was like, "Dog, I don't know what we're gonna do to get out of this that isn't drastic." And sure. And she was like, "No, I agree." And I'm like, "I'm not sure we do."
I'm not 100 on how
I'm not 100 on this, Emily. I think you don't have to bleep her name. It's fine. But no, I'm not 100% sure on this, Emily. The thing that I want to say instead of drastic is stuff I will not say near a microphone.
Sure.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, they can't get you for it if it's not recorded and available.
Yeah, they got a subpoena Zencaster.
No, but this is like I don't trust my phone. I don't trust the Samsung Corporation with this.
I can say and I can just bleep all that. It's fine.
Yeah.
Choke on my piss and live.
Choke on my piss and thank me for it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's going to attract the wrong people. No.
Yeah. I just realized that I had magic wand tech that I didn't talk about that we didn't like find a segue for.
Oh, okay. Shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's, as far let's as. Do that. Yeah. Loosey Goosey episode. This is.
Yo, that's the new guy.
Yeah.
Is that a rechargeable?
Yeah. It's got like a magnetic port on the back.
Nice. Oh, nice.
Fucking strong when it wants to be.
What have I been doing with my life? We had a bunch of people over and people had sex and, you know, it was my kinks. So we're not going to get that into it. But I did let someone borrow my wand and I got it back and it was like not running right.
Oh.
But
they just
fucking
rammed on it, huh?
Yeah. It's like, oh, well, this wand has served me well too. It's been many years and it gets a lot of use.
Okay. Yeah. I thought this was like either this battery gives out or my dick does.
Yeah. No, it's a plug-in. I got the plug into the wall. I need that fucking I need Tim the Toolman Taylor ass power.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need fucking unlimited power.
Yeah.
Unlimited power.
Hit my ass with the wand like I'm Palpatine.
That's bars.
No. But so last night for the wands, it ended up being probably its last hurrah unless I can fix the motor. I was doing some innovative shit. I just had it like on there and I was jacking it off like it's my dick.
Yo.
And it was like doing a little voo 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 type thing.
I want to get one of those because I got the plug-in deal too. You can get an intensity switch for those. Where you basically you plug it into the switch and then the switch plugs into the wall. And then you've got a little power.
You've got a dial.
You got a dial instead of just a switch.
Nice.
Which is real slick. And I want to get one of those that has like a pulse function.
Ooh.
You can get it to like cut the power intermittently.
Okay.
Oh, that's pretty swag. Yeah, I was doing more or less a DIY version of that in a way.
I'll sometimes do the thing where I click the switch. Click, click, click. That's fun.
I cannot stand any little interruptions.
Look at me. I'm Tom Morello in Know Your Enemy.
It's for me. Okay, well, I know neither of you are going to get this, but for me, it's like the Stardew Valley fishing minigame where you have to keep it right on the correct spot by kind of like fluttering it back and forth. Like, you cannot at any point have the power cut out on it, or I'm just like, okay, I'm done. I don't know why. I don't know why my physiology reacts like that. ADHD, maybe. Me to wander off if the stimulus stops happening.
Yo, my dick got ADHD.
The D in ADHD stands for dick. I got one more guitar player
attention
riff
dick,
about...
hyperactivity dick.
My ass forgot there were two Ds.
Both ways, like either it's ADD or ADHD.
I know.
Attention dick dick.
It's just a little deer.
Attention Dick Dick Van Dick from Ultimate Muscle. No, I have I have one more joke about a guitar player being like when you turn a magic wand off and on. Now that's what I call fucking bucket head.
Yo, hammer-ons.
Hey, there we go.
Did
we fucking I only know of Buckethead because of Billy versus Snake Man, the online anime browser game.
Very cool. We'll link it in the show's description.
He has a guitar with an arcade button. He's so cool.
That's pretty fucking cool, actually.
Yeah.
I've wanted custom CDJs.
Yeah.
That have CDJs. Arcade buttons for the playing.
The
cue.
D in CDJ stands for dick.
Dick Jacker.
Jockey.
Oh, and I've been buying Steam games under $5 and not playing them.
You've been on a rampage with these.
Yeah, really been going for it.
I've been making a mighty humble bundle myself.
Hey, that's titles a co-op include... game. Rampage.
Rampage could be fun.
Rampage, Goof Troop.
Goof Troop.
Recent Goof titles Troop. Include Woo. Second Son, 20 Minutes Till Midnight, Non-Guns, Doppelganger Edition, Mega Bonk, Peak.
Mega Bonk! I should play that off your
Journey
library.
To the Savage Planet, Star Renegades.
I so do have Savage Planet games. Fucking still installed.
Yeah, let's fuck around with it!
Let's fuck!
Let's go!
I wanna fuck you like a Digimon. It.
I want to feel.
Can I just fucking say, I was doing some mad pitching for Love Ents when I first got the Edge because I fucking love that shit and it's great and it's cool. As soon as they started advertising by commissioning furry porn artists, I'm like, fuck this shit, fuck this and fuck you. You didn't pay me. I gave you shit. Fuck you.
You were in Teledildonics before it was cool.
First of all, I'm not getting any goddamn credit.
I'm losing my Love Ents Edge.
That
the kids.
Oh my god, you can tell there's like a fucking like a style guide, like a no-no list. Because a little formulaic.
It's like how you can't make the Twitter bird tweet. Because it's not a bird.
No, but they're like crazy formulaic, and there is some stuff that, that I haven't seen in any of them, like piss.
Ooh.
To the point that I'm like, yeah, no, they're like sticking to a more conservative collection. Right. Like they're like reaching out to the furry community, but it's the ones that are socially acceptable, you know.
Respectability politics in your teledildons.
Right. With
Keep going.
No, you now.
Okay. No, you now.
Okay, me now. Respectability politics in your teledildonics sounds like a fucking MF Doom bar for real.
And we got there. Hey, what is, like, is it? What you say we talk about Digimon, eh? You want to talk about Digimon?
Oh, wait, I sucked the wand off like it was my dick. Okay, let's talk about Digimon.
Let's do this. Yeah. Digimon, digital monsters, Digimon, the champions.
That's from the first season.
Yeah, I can be excited for that. Fuck you.
That's true.
You can't monitor my joy.
We watched a season 2, episode 32, If I Only Had a Heart, or in the Japanese version, The Mysterious Ruins Holy Stone. Our episode opens on Black War Greymon just kind of marching through the desert with a distortion appearing behind him.
Yeah. He's so badass, the world gets fucked up around him.
Yeah. It's kind of what he's been up to.
Stuck hours.
Yeah. For the last little while. He suddenly encounters a score of 20 Mammothmon made from 200 control spires, 10 control spires each, led by Arukenimon and Mummymon, who scold him for running away from them. They're like, oh, you want a challenge, huh? We're gonna send 20 guys who won't matter at all to you to fight you. How do you feel about that?
Yeah.
Like
I said it before, I'll say it again.
A platoon of Mammothmon.
Yeah. They made a Goku. And you can't make a Goku that you can't control. Don't summon.
Like, this is the Majin Buu saga. That's how that goes. It doesn't end well for Bobbity.
Nah, it's no good. Nobody remembers Bobbity.
No, because he gets fucking cookied.
Yeah, John Wayne Bobbity gets his dick cut off and thrown into the woods.
Lorena Bobbity, Bibbity Bobbity.
So Black War Greymon challenges the Mammothmon. Arukenimon and Mummymon are shocked to see that four Mammothmon are easily disposed of. Black War Greymon emerges unscathed, and he continues to defeat them one by one as Arukenimon faints in Mummymon's arms.
I do want to say he pulls like a Final Fantasy Odin thing. They come charging him, and he just kind of fucking casually sweeps through, and like the four that were directly coming at him were just gone.
Yeah.
It's pretty sick. I love shit like that.
He has an old boy moment.
Yeah, exactly. Give me the fucking sick ass, like, too cool to even fight these guys kind of thing.
Yeah.
And this moment then brings up the central tension to this particular episode, and I imagine the arc of Black War Greymon going forward. Black War Greymon, feeling empty inside, screams out in agony, much to Arukenimon's amusement. He's basically like, what is this emptiness I feel to the beings that created him? And they go, emptiness? You are emptiness. There's nothing. You're nothing. You have nothing inside of you. You're a homunculus. You're nothing.
They're like, the fact that you're sapient at all is a mistake.
Yeah.
We fucked up.
Yeah, that's no good. That's some digi-scrum got caught in your shit.
they're like, there's some fucking weeds in your goddamn drain gutter.
And that's why you feel pain.
That's why you feel pain. That's why your existence is hollow.
And
because you got scum in your program.
He ain't like that. He didn't enjoy that at all.
Yeah, I hate being told my program has scum in it.
Yeah.
Even if it does. Even I know it does. Shut up.
Mummymon goes, I got a way to alleviate all that pain. Just submit to us. Just do what we want you to do in the pain.
By the way, terrible fucking pitch. Not for Gigi, but for Black War Greymon, because that has been their pitch the entire time.
Black War Greymon?
Black War Greymon. That's been their pitch since he existed, is, hey, listen to me. And from the first time they said it, he went, nah miss me with that weak shit.
I actually don't have to do that. I'm much, much stronger than you. So.
I literally could, actually, like, punch you out of existence.
Your whole thing, you're like made of pants right now. I don't have to listen to shit.
And even when you're not, pants. You're not that great.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's they're so bad at this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it makes sense that they neither of them are used to having any minions that aren't literally mindless.
Yeah.
So Greymon, I guess that threw a curveball at them.
Greymon kind of goes, "Hey, get the fuck down here. I'll beat the shit out of you." And Mummy Mon's like, "Oh, you little bit." And Arcane Mon goes, hey. Let's not rise to that. He's a joke. We got other shit to do. What about the Holy mm-hmm. Stone? Let's go. And they leave. And Black Rock Greymon's like, "Oh, fuck. Where's the flower? I got to find the fucking flower part."
Yeah.
Because it's jumping around in the episode here a little bit. But it's, I want to follow up on Black War Greymon's thread.
We get them driving away, and Mummy Mon's just like, hey, do you think we have souls? Like, do we know for certain we have souls?
And Arcane Mon's like,
don't fucking think about it.
Shut the fuck up, you mummy bitch. Smoke
some weed and chill.
Yeah, smoke some weed, chill, watch Smiling Friends. That won't make you think about death.
Holy shit.
Meanwhile, Dana Snyder is dying in a freezer.
Yeah.
Audrey was fucking...
Scratch from the ghost in Molly McGee's dying.
Talking about the fucking, the compare-contrast on that.
Master Shake there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Master Shake learning about mortality. Reacting
I am 30 or 40 years old, and statistically, I am close to the halfway point of my life.
Oh, God.
Yep. If I make it to 72, I'm half done.
Yeah.
Woo!
You know what that is backwards? It's 27. Hmm. We're getting an old speed vision joke in here.
I would hit 64, which is easy to remember because I'm currently a power 2.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to think about
you're like Nintendo.
I don't want.
Yeah,
but every year that you live means 2 years on the back end for your half. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Sure, right. But yeah. This isn't Zeno's Paradox. We don't get to 120 by being like, well, if you think about the math,
if you think about it, I haven't died yet.
Working
like. Well, statistically, I'm never going to die.
Right.
Get weaker until they can't hold blood anymore. You just
I drink
fucking...
my child's blood. Yeah. So.
I'm Brian Johnson.
I have a, what did he say? A 27-year-old's penis? Something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. We're all going to die one day. So yep. Treat the people that are in your life with love and care.
Yep. In fact, treat everyone with love and care and quit ice.
If Brian Johnson changed a lot of things about himself and also took more estrogen and became transgender, I would think that the tracking erections thing might have been kind of hot.
He knows when you have boners.
Do you think he's shooting for like a 16-year-old's penis? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, is it like a...
Is Brian Johnson's interest in like his penis age low key ephebophilic?
Yeah, right.
Oh, dog.
Like, how young do you want your penis to be, man? Come on. Fuck,
penis Brian Johnson.
I want. No, we're not finished.
Okay.
Mummy Mon suggests to a despondent Arakenimon that they find the so-called Destiny Stones, sacred rocks that maintain the boundaries between the real world and the digital world. That is a little bit of a spoiler. We don't know what the fuck they're doing at this point.
What?
In the English dub, I'm sure they're I'm sure like, they're oh, yeah, it's the stone. It's the fucking ley line of the goddamn world.
Having no other alternative, she accepts this suggestion. They both drive off to one nearby. Tentomon, mm-hmm. having just seen them drive off, quickly informs the Digidestin while Blackwork Greymon continues defeating the Mammothmon, envying them for having such simple minds and not feeling any pain. Now, when I saw that the first time, I was drunk, and so I didn't remember seeing it. But this time, remember that feeling of being like a kid, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And being like kind of, I don't want to toot my own horn, obviously like a little brighter than a lot of the other kids around me.
I mean, yeah, same.
You were precocious in some ways.
Precocious, you know, and I was interested in learning all about just, you know, I'm like, yeah. I, you know, they're all talking about whatever, and I'm like.
Being a little bit ahead of most children is not abnormal. Children are kind of in a wide spread of growth in a lot of areas.
That's right, mm-hmm. that's right. But I remember, like, at one point being like, fuck, I wish I was stupid.
I still do that. Yeah, I smoke sometimes. Weed all the time.
Man. You can make a kink out of this. You can make several.
Bimbification. Nerdification.
Intoxication kink.
Still a feeling that I have sometimes. Hypnosis. Wow, I wish I could just be like, you know, down for whatever.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna find you. Go ahead. I'm gonna find something and hit you with it.
Yeah, keep going. Keep going. Meanwhile, in Daisuke's apartment in the real world, June, after getting out of the shower, which this she didn't have to be wearing a towel this whole time. That didn't have to be the case. Yeah. Gives him the exact sentiments for eating, sleeping, and playing video games. But Daisuke protests that the video games help him keep his mind sharp. Basically, there's this parody where Black War Greymon is like, I envy you for being so simple. And June says the same thing to her brother. She's like, I wish I could just sit around and play video games all day. June then notices like a pimple on her chin and has a mental breakdown because she's worried Matt will see it. She loves TK's brother, Matt. Oh. Wants to be with him.
Wait a minute. You've switched dub and sub names in the middle of this paragraph, Audrey.
No, Matt is TK. Wait, is still TK in both, right?
Oh.
Daisuke is June's sister. Matt is TK's brother.
I forgot how this worked.
He's the trans boy from season one, Matt.
Right. Yes.
Listener,
I don't watch Digimon outside of the episodes that I've been on.
So you've seen like two or three.
I've seen like two or three. And they are wildly disconnected.
Yeah. Tonally.
I feel unmoored from all of my digital friends.
So June then commits the ultimate sin of unplugging the console while Daisuke is playing.
Oh, yeah.
A video game. You don't do that.
You don't do it. Not in the 90s.
No. Fucked up.
This was 2000. Okay. But
it was 2000. Early 2000. Same deal. Yeah,
that's the 90s.
It's not PS1.
Yeah. You don't do that.
Ain't no fucking autosave on that thing.
Yeah. That shit was manual. You are now saving manually.
Yeah. And then you're going to do it again when you're done because you have anxiety.
Yeah.
So I always do it. Save game.
You're going to save like 50 times.
Yeah. You watch it save. It says saving game. And then you go, I better do it again.
The little bit where it's saving game, but it's not saved yet. The most tense bit.
Nerve wracking. Especially if you're like fucking around with glitches and shit, you're like, oh my fuck.
Turning off your robot girl as she's saving her file.
Oh no, we've corrupted her memory. Hot.
And then Daisuke gets mad at her and she hits him. Doesn't seem cool.
No, it fucking sucks.
Yeah.
You think a robot running on the wrong fuel is like drinking for them?
Oh, putting like diesel in a
Putting diesel in a gas. Do you think that's like drinking for a car robot that runs on gasoline for some reason?
I do.
We haven't solved this problem yet.
Diesel punk robot.
Yo.
Yeah, I think you're onto something there.
Demi Vimon hands Daisuke his D terminal with a new email from Kari, so they go to the digital world post haste. It says here in the synopsis, it uses the word post haste.
Yeah, post haste. You distribute it post-haste.
Okay, check that. This is the nutty. This is like, I cried a little bit for when I saw this. Mm-mm-mm. Back in the Digiworld, just one Mammothmon remains for Black War Greymon to defeat, but he spots a flower that's about to get trampled. He then uses his body as a shield to protect it from Mammothmon's giant foot while he gets stomped on over and over again. He manages to overpower the Mammothmon's weight and uses Terra Destroyer to finish it off. And seeing the flower unharmed, he then questions his motives. It's wacky. I had kind of a, like, I feel like this is something of a related moment. So he sees the flower and is like, I have to protect it. He has this like urge that he doesn't understand, but he has to do it. Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In around 2020, maybe late 2019, there was a trend going around on Facebook where people were posting gender swapped photos of themselves.
Ooh, transgender moment.
And I remember that trend very vividly because I downloaded FaceApp on my phone. I was like, hey, try it. It's kind of fun. and I see an image of myself as a woman staring back at me on my phone.
Yeah.
And I run into the, like, run into the bathroom, grab my beard trimmer, and fucking shave my whole beard that I had had for years off. And then take the picture again so that I can get a better result.
On the picture. Oh, my God.
And then I'm standing there clean shaven for the first time in, like, 7-8 years.
Mm-hmm.
Going, why did I do that? What did I do that for? That's crazy.
That was weird.
So, and it's kind of like that for Black War Grandma. And there is a greater truth at the center of him, yeah, that he is a sapient being capable of love and caring and doing all the things that good does, right?
Oh, that's probably right. I was going to say he's transgender.
I was going to say he might even end up hearing a little of that this episode.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
But he's real conflicted about it. Kind of like how I was at the time. I was like, I don't know, girl.
He's like, that's effort.
It seems hard.
Can I just fight people?
Can I just fight and kill for joy? Meanwhile, Ken and Minomon also receive an email from Kari and proceed to join her and Daisuke while Black War Greymon converses with the flower. He then crushes the flower under his foot, asking why he should care about one flower.
Oh, that's like when I got a voice training thing on YouTube, and I was like, this time I'm going to do it, and I don't mean voice train.
Damn.
The algorithm figured it out. Sorry. That one didn't work. You can cut that.
Oh, you just casually traumatize someone. Oh, go ahead and cut that.
That would be a very cool thing to do on a podcast. I think next episode of RFTB, which I think we're recording bonus today at some point.
Oh shit!
I'm gonna just drop some really fucked up shit on Don, like something from my childhood. One of those stories that you tell because you think it's a joke, and your friends look at you like terrified.
Oh my god! Yeah.
Oh, is that what just happened? Oh no! Oh god! Oh shit!
Yeah. Dog.
I'm gonna tell one of those, and then Donovan's gonna be like, "Oh man, that's really fucked up." And then I'm just going to cut the part where I told the story.
So you just see Donna's mood, like, significantly change partly through the episode. And you're like, huh, I wonder what happened.
What happened?
I'm sorry.
That's so good.
Is it?
Holy moly.
I feel like it's pretty bad, actually.
I feel like it's actually very bad.
It's very bad, but it's so funny to me.
Dark humor is actually an early indicator of dementia later in life.
Really? Oh, swag.
Yeah, that people fucking sucks.
People who are more prone to dark humor tend to have dementia at higher rates.
I'm gonna hope that correlation doesn't prove causation on this one, listener.
Yeah. I still can't find the porn I was looking for.
I was gonna say, you've been locked the fuck in looking for something.
I'm trying to find it, and it's too far back.
You're like, your hands are opening up.
I know
up.
Who I would have sent this to, and then I'm like, oh no, but I sent them all of my porn.
No. She's ghosting the shelling it right now.
Yeah, I'm page 36 right now.
I'm going at no-in mode.
I don't know if I've ever sent a total of 36 pages of pornography.
Oh, come on. I have 187
pages. My girlfriend sent 37 pages?
Later, Agumon sees Black War Greymon recognizing him to an extent, and introduces himself because he, you may remember from season one, warp digivolves into War Greymon. He could, in this moment, I think we're tie here in the Digivice and the crest and everything. If the conditions were correct, this little orange guy could turn into the good guy version of Black War Greymon, right? Black War Greymon has no interest at first because he believes the circumstances of their existence are different, but then changes his mind and decides to get some answers from him.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to come back to this scene. This is the coolest part of the episode to me.
Yeah, my note for it was, holy shit, Agumon.
He's here. We got him.
The little orange guy.
Actually got him into the studio. So
the guy from they got him in. He's taking off the hoodie because it's hot in the desert.
They got Agumon from season one. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Daisuke and Kari, riding on Xvimon and Nefertimon respectively, arrive at the Destiny Stone as Nefertimon explains about the Destiny Stone's great power. Mm-hmm. But should it be destroyed, something bad will happen to Digiworld. Fine. Right. Knowing that Nightmon needs to be stopped, Daisuke advises Kari to warn the others and meet up with them ASAP while he mm-hmm. and Xvimon hold Nightmon off.
Off. We're doing...
The fucking synopsis is doing what I would not have done if I had wrote this. I would have written each thread.
Oh, you would have just put each one as a continuous story.
Yeah, do like the plot.
Rather than recapping it chronologically as you watch the episode.
But here it is doing that.
It's bouncing around.
Yeah.
You can catch
Agumon doesn't have much knowledge about where his quote soul is, but explains to Blackware Greymon that he cares about someone more than himself. The love for that someone exists. Blackwork Greymon asks why he has a soul, even though Agumon doesn't exactly know either. Meanwhile, Yole, Cody, TK, and Kari arrive on the scene to help Daisuke and Xvimon stop Nightmon.
Meanwhile, there's a lady with a spider body that would have ravaged my mind when I was 10 years old.
Set you on a different path.
Yeah. Ships passing in the night.
They are ambushed by Arukenimon and Mummymon, who have just transformed into their true forms.
That's Yay. The lady. Arukenimon real.
Hot.
That's right.
Hot.
Back with Agumon, he offers to be Blackwork Greymon's friend. Although Blackwork Greymon doesn't know much in the way of friendship. Blackwork Greymon then decides that even though he just met Agumon and he wants to know more, he hasn't gotten any answers from him regarding his soul. And wants to move on. But thinking of the flower he protected and then crushed earlier makes him question why he was created in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And they're poking at a really cool concept here of a being, like a negatively polarized being having the kernel of good in them in the same way. That, you know, humanity, you might say that humans are basically good. And in fact, I think that's true. I think we're social creatures. I think we don't, you know, given perfect naturality, we wouldn't fuck each other over in the ways that we do all the time anyway. Because there is that little kernel of darkness, that little kernel of selfish, antisocial shit in everybody. Everyone's capable of it, right?
Yeah.
But I think overall, they want to do good. Blackwork Greymon's the opposite. He mostly wants to do the destructive, selfish thing.
Yeah.
But has that sort of negative polarity, has like the little kernel of good in him, right?
Mm-hmm. I love how earlier in the episode when Arukenimon and Mummymon were driving away and they had the little like, yo, do we have souls thing? Arukenimon's like, shut up. This is going to be Black War Greymon's thing later. We're gonna think about it, but
but not right now. Give him a minute.
Later. That's another person's plot line.
We got a rock to fuck with.
Yeah.
We are mid-bosses. Arukenimon,
Mummymon, and Nightmon have the Digidestined Digimon all tied up until Ken and Stingmon arrive to save them.
Yeah.
Fight scene.
Yeah, we gotta do the cool shit.
It's
DNA digivolved to Pyeldramon and Sylphimon. Very cool. They turn the tables on Nightmon. Nightmon uses Berserk Sword on the Holy Ring, which damages the Holy Stone.
Ah.
Blackwork Greymon still believes that friendship will distract him from becoming the most powerful Digimon. I'm gonna stop you right there, Blackwork Greymon. I think he might already be the most powerful Digimon.
Oh, I was expecting you to say, I'm gonna stop you right there, Black War Greymon. I think friends actually are pretty important, but no, it's just like, no, Black War Greymon, you can fuck them all up.
You're already at the top.
You haven't encountered a single opponent that can even approach you.
You are equivalent to the strongest shit that season one team pulled out.
Yeah. Yeah. A guy
like
just
if we're power
like
scaling right now, Black War Greymon. I gotta tell you, you're pretty high up there.
You're doing great. A guy just like you, I want to say, if I remember correctly, or no, it was Magna Angemon who did it. Anyway, Magna Angemon's not even as strong as you. You could fuck Magna Angemon up.
Blackwork Greymon, you would be a superstar in any era.
He's the goat.
Yeah.
Agumon explains about shaking hands with new friends. What? Okay, here we go. He believes friendship will distract him from becoming the most powerful Digimon, but agrees to be Agumon's friend to prove if his heart exists.
Mm-hmm.
Weird sentence. Agumon explains about shaking hands with new friends. Suddenly, Blackwork Greymon experiences great pain, much to Agumon's concern. Unable to resist the worsening pain he experiences, he roars and flies off to the source at remarkable speed. He's just about to have a breakthrough. He's like reaching out to Agumon and they're going to touch hands.
Yeah.
And he's going to experience, for the first time in his short life, a tender touch. Like a touch
so
that
cute.
Isn't an attack or something, right?
Blackwork Greymon experiencing touch for the first time.
Like those little cochlear implant videos.
Yeah.
Oh, those God.
Mr. Beast made Blackwork Greymon have a soul for 1,000 digibucks.
Arcanimon, Mummymon, and Nightmon all try to destroy the Destiny Stone. Mr. Beastmon. Their attacks prove to be futile. Seeing something come at them, they retreat. The Digidestined believe they won until Ken spots the same thing that Arokenimon and Mummymon saw, which turns out to be Blackwork Greymon, quickly approaching at great speed. Blackwork Greymon proceeds to destroy Nightmon easily. Fucks him up. Just walks Blackwork over,
Greymon
blows him up. Terraforce.
Approaching
so, fuck off. He then targets the Destiny Stone with his Terror Destroyer attack. Although the Digimon valiantly try to stop him, mm-hmm. simply defeats them with another Terra Force. Just one attack, whole team down. Done.
Yeah.
Two Terra Destroyer attacks later, the stone is destroyed, causing the area to warp with tornado-like winds. Arokenimon and Mummymon are pleased because they didn't have to order Blackwork Greymon to destroy the Destiny Stone. He just did it of his own free will. Like, hey, that's what we wanted in the first place. Nice,
he did the
it.
Thing.
He
did the thing we wanted to. I
he
love
didn't
when
have
it
to
works
be so
out.
Difficult about it, but he
yeah,
did.
Yeah, what a bitch. And that ends the episode. We're in a really dark place at the moment. Shit's really yeah. bad.
If I can make a prediction of what's going to happen, I think that Blackwork Greymon is going to have a really transcendent time at Drag Brunch. He's gonna be like, this is community. Yes.
He's gonna meet Gay Romano at Drag Brunch.
Yeah.
Are you new in town? I haven't seen you before.
I've been rewatching Venture Brothers, kind of, in that my roommates are rewatching Venture Brothers and I catch little bits. And I forgot
that's a good way to watch it.
I forgot one of them's just a Ray Romano impression.
Yeah. Really funny.
I can never remember the numbers because those two characters.
I think that one's 24.
Mm-hmm. 24 and 37.
Yeah,
days, I don't know.
Yeah. 21 and 24.
Ah. Which one's which?
24 is the one, the thin one.
Okay.
He's the skull in the Balkan skull.
Yes, exactly.
He's the Waluigi to 21's Wario.
Corley, are you still looking for the pornography?
Yes.
That's
yo
funny.
Me. I the other night, I got
really
pretty high.
I haven't been able to find it.
The other night, I got pretty high, and I was like, "I'm gonna go on Derpy Boru on a laptop, like it's fucking 2012."
Yo. What do you what do y'all give this episode on a scale of rookie to mega?
All right,
DG, I will remind you. Rookie,
yes,
champion, ultimate, mega.
I guess I'll start. I'm going to... I think... fuck. I guess armor?
Yeah.
I forget if armor was 1.5 or 2.5.
Armor would
be we're getting
2.5.
Granular.
It would be 1.5 because it's weaker than a champion, but a little stronger than a rookie.
Right. Jogress is 2.5. I'll give it a Jogress. It's not quite ultimate. And it's not bad enough to call it a champion.
Yeah.
But like I was very much here. I was very much invested in Blackwork Greymon discovering not only that he has a soul, but what it can be good for. Mm-hmm. I really like that Agumon's take is essentially like having a soul means or like souls connect, and having a soul means being able to form that web of connections with every other ensouled being around you.
getting tied up in the web of connections by Okenimon. Ayo!
There's a line that Blackwork Greymon has in the episode that they didn't shout out in the synopsis. Maybe it's not in the English version.
It's probably not in the dub.
Should I have a soul, what would I gain from it?
What would I gain from it? He's like, all right, so what's the ROI on being ensouled?
Yeah, right? Well, pretty low, I mean,
in this current world.
Yeah, gotta say, there's a lot of maintenance costs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gotta take care of yourself spiritually. And the wacky thing about it is, should I have a soul, what would I gain from it? Uh-huh. And that, I mean, that's like the core question for existentialism. Like, yeah, you're here. What do you get for being here? And the answer to that question is whatever the fuck you want, man.
Right. Agumon posits, like I said, connections.
Yeah.
Getting to connect with people and with other Digimon. I guess Digimon are people. Most of them. The poop aren't.
The poop aren't people. No, they're poop.
The poop? they're not people. They're poop. Get straight.
Somehow we've dodged bringing you in on poop-centric episodes.
Yeah, it's
I don't know if I'm happy or sad about that. You've dodged the landmine, so to speak.
The landmines known as the poopy on the streets. Poopy on streets.
Fuck yeah.
Oh.
I love all my partners.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah,
so I'm Jogris,
by the way, on the port.
Okay.
I'm Jogris on this one for sure. Because a phrase I will often use when I'm doing a media synopsis thing is the best things an episode of the thing can do. One of the best things this show can do is I always go back to stakes. The stakes here are fucking Blackwork Greymon's immortal soul.
Yeah, these stakes are rubbery and baked.
It's big.
It's big. It's a big concept. And I like when it introduces those. And when it does play with that, I think it's handling it well. I want, and I hope we get, and perhaps we do, a Ken Ichijoji redemption arc episode level of granular Blackwork Greymon soul exploration.
Yeah.
I want a 2-episode arc where it's just figuring out what the fuck he actually wants. And
I want to put that armored dinosaur through the last 2 episodes of Neon Genesis Evangelion. Yeah.
We're not that far from the end of this season. And I got to tell you, Audrey, we're not on our final antagonist.
No, I know. this is the Edamon kind of.
Oh,
yeah. This is No, it's not the Edamon. It's maybe like the first of the 4 Dark Lords,
Dark Masters.
Yeah.
It's Machine Dramon. Machine Dramon was 3rd.
It was Metal first. C-Dramon. It was Metal Seedramon. Yeah. Get fucked, nerd.
They wrecked him in like 2 episodes, though.
They did. Yeah. It was great.
Yeah. He did kill Waymon, though.
Which, fuck you. Waymon's like the best in everything he shows up in. He shows He's up so in cool. Digimon Story Time Stranger, and I'm like, hey, it's my buddy! Although, I will say Locomon is pretty cool, too. I love a Digimon that's a train. As an autistic woman, not much better than a Digimon that's also a train.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It's 2 hyperfixations in 1, baby.
Woo!
Multi hyperfixation enjoyers eating.
Hi, I'm Corla, and I like Locomon.
I like Locomon. Locomon good. Whatever a car Digimon is, bad.
Living La Vida Locomon. Gigi, what do you rate this?
Okay, so you explained the rating scale, and then you two did something that wasn't on the scale, so I have no idea what the fuck it is. Give me the big points.
Rookie 1. Champion 2.
Champion.
Ultimate 3. Mega 4.
Okay, I'm gonna give this... Wait, what? And you all were giving it like a 2.5?
Yeah.
Armor is 1.5, Jogris is 2.5.
I'm gonna give this a champion, I think. A light champion. Mm-hmm. I think... as someone that has
Champion
not watched
Zero Sugar.
Yeah. Yeah. They're doing amazing things with diet ratings these days. Champion 1. Remember Pepsi 1? Anyway, so the soda vault. Been drinking Faygo this week. This isn't related.
Finish your rating. Oh my god.
Yeah. What was it? I think as someone that hasn't watched Digimon at all, I was like, I can tell this one's going to be important later, but it's not necessarily a great one to jump in on, but I can tell. And then there was still some fun stuff. Agumon was here. Agumon's my friend, right?
Yeah.
He's everyone's friend. He's such a cool guy.
Yeah. There was a sick dune buggy. I'm not immune to a sick dune buggy.
You're not immune to sick dune buggy propaganda.
Yeah. And it got existential with it. So that's pretty cool. I like that.
Me too. I there was a lot to enjoy about this episode. I just wish there had been more beams.
Yeah. This episode has a lot of meat on the bone in a way. And it doesn't... Like the thing that those Digimon eat every day.
Yeah. Straight out of the ground. They grow it.
Yeah. Out of the dirt. God, you're lucky.
I know, right? Man, if you wouldn't have to go vegan if that's how meat worked. We got all animal products from plants
from the earth,
and none of the workers are being mistreated,
right? Yeah, no like migrant culture, like migrant worker abuse kind of.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh? I'm gonna hit two buttons.
Uh-huh.
Oh shit.
The first button is this one, because this is one you're used to.
Okay.
Pussy too.
You're weaning us off is what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm letting you that's might not be the last time you hear that, because I use that sometimes on stuff. Uh-huh. But this is the new drop for the porno segment. Are you ready?
Shit. New
first
shit.
First time we're hearing it.
It's art, bitch! It's fucking art!
You got the whole thing.
Thank you, Northern Lion. For
it's fucking art!
Yeah. All right.
So we're going to look at some porno that Corla has selected, and we're going to describe it.
I'm excited.
There are two images this time. We didn't have any new Digimon, unfortunately, so I just had to think of a theme for myself.
So many of them are new to me. Folks.
We're going to do... I've been talking to Audrey that I want this segment to be a little bit more exploratory, specifically like discussing the kinks involved in each image.
Ooh.
Whether that's like just our experience with them in the past or like cultural significance. So
kind of this segment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sex Files.
Yeah, kind of kink wheelie from earlier FTB wheel. Patreon.
But yeah. But there's no wheel spinning. I just pick the kink.
Okay.
I am the kink master.
One of the kinks, two in the kink.
Anyway. So yeah, I'm gonna have one of you each describe these images, and then we'll kind of discuss them all together.
Okay.
Here's our first one. One of y'all go ahead.
What's going on?
Audrey, you take this.
Okay, oh, I've seen this one.
Fuck yeah, dog.
Right. Wow, I like her little pussy. It's great. Okay. Here we have a goblin woman with a big full head of hair and some cute little tims.
Yeah.
And she's nude and she's got a shaved pussy. Uh-huh. And she is waving an amulet in front of an ensorcelled kobold who is just so turgid and has cum leaking out of his dick. And he's standing at attention, his dick standing at attention. And she to him is saying, "You're a good dumb kobold slut."
I'm doing the fucking Wallace from Wallace and Gromit cheese hands right now, listener. This is my shit.
Oh, fuck. I also do this, to be fair.
The stiff, like straight up coming.
Yeah.
Hands free. Fully, arms at the sides. Fully just unaware. Fucking, your entire body is erect. Turgid.
Even the
full
tail.
Body stiffy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we want to do the next image.
That whole thing, right? A boner.
Yeah, because we have a theme throughout.
Oh. We're unraveling the theme.
It's not fucking difficult, I'll tell you that.
Yo. Yo. Yo.
All right, GG. All right, Gigi, basic descriptions on you here.
All right, so there's a Pokemon trainer that is a furry because this person's a furry.
Right. Of course.
There's a Pokemon trainer that's like, I finally found Mewtwo, but she wasn't down to get captured. This Mewtwo, listener, you know, you're picturing Mewtwo. That's like a pretty,
you've seen the movie.
You know, smooth cat. You've seen the
thick
movie.
Thick thighs.
This Mewtwo, yeah, thick thighs, small chest. This Mewtwo, massive fucking bazongas with big purple honkers. Areolas.
That's right.
And also, you know that like purple patch where the crotch is? That's got a big fat penis with massive
fat.
Pendulous balls. It's a horse penis, actually. Small gay horse penis.com. It's a large horse penis.
I don't think people would click on that as much.
Small gay horsecock.com.
Yeah, big horsecock.com.
Do you think some sorry to derail you. Do you think some horses.
No, you could never possibly derail.
Like,
yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, can a horse have a micro penis? And is it bigger than? Is it still bigger than a human penis?
It's like, oh, you're only like 7 inches. That's like fucking minuscule.
A real horse size queen.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's. I mean, yeah. That
I'm a size damn sire.
That has to happen, right?
This is a great idea for a character, like a horse persona who has like. What is for a human a reasonably sized penis?
The H
and like, what the fuck, man?
The H and H S P H stands for
don't
horse.
Fucking stereotype me. I'm a genetic throwback. Horse. Fuck you.
I'm looking at horses with tiny dicks.
Okay, but we have to actually finish.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. There's another text box that says she was, on the other hand, down to fill my belly with. Pokey cum, 10 out of 10. Or sorry, poke cum, 10 out of 10.
Yep.
And it is this Pokemon trainer fully nude on their knees. Pretty big dick in their own right and pretty big balls in their own right. Swollen. Just absolutely worshipping the Mewtwo dick.
I mean,
and Mewtwo's
like...
really enjoying it, like looking back at itself.
Kind of demure.
Yeah.
Big ponut too.
Big ponut. Massive ponut. How could I neglect the ponut?
The only thing I'm disappointed here is that his chest is not bulging out.
Mewtwo. Wait a minute. In the first panel, I forgot the way this is the theme. The Mewtwo has like a glowy around her hand, and there's a glowy around the Pokemon trainer's head, signaling that the Pokemon trainer is being mind controlled.
That's
so,
right.
It's pretty swag.
Hit the fucking the Jeopardy buzzer. What is mind control? That's
what
right,
is?
Tom. I'll take Potpourri for 1600.
Yeah. It's the daily double dose of mind control.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, no. I wanted to discuss mind control for this one. On account of I'm playing to the crowd. Hi, Gigi. Hello.
Hello. Hi. Mind control is one of the foundational Gigi kinks. Every Gigi kink has a sensation or a become dumb. Aspect or become different, not under my own control.
I think the first time I was ever aware of you as a human being, Gigi, you had written into RFTB to say that you had been hypnotized into
that's true I got football hypnotized
I forgot about this shit.
Yeah, I am a Pittsburgh Steelers fan now. Go, those boys. That team, they're
like
morally
Pittsburgh
compromised
Gooners.
In the way all NFL teams are, kind of.
Sure. Yeah.
But yeah, that is a real thing that happened to me. That wasn't even like formal hypnosis necessarily. I just
not like staring at a Fortnite ass. That's proper hypnosis.
Another thing that I totally did.
Fucking in Fortnite.
Listener, how into mind control are you? I'm so into mind control that I convinced myself to jack off to the Fortnite installing bar. I am a true fucking pervert. I am an honest to God fetishist. listener. I mean, in case you were doubting my bona fides, my boner fides.
That's funny.
Damn so, it, Benny. Ah! I really appreciate your input, Gigi.
Who do you think you are?
I knew it would be an issue of, like, which stories do you tell? Because it is going to be based in a very personal kind of level.
No, yeah. Oh, I mean, I made a post one time that I really like. It was a reply. I made a reply to a friend's post that was about, like, N-hentai wrapped. And she, I said, I don't use N-hentai. I said, I don't use N-hentai. I jack off to episodes of cartoons that became my fetishes like God intended.
Damn, source material.
I have jacked off to The Adventures of Super Mario Brothers 3. Two different episodes.
I only jerk off to primary source material.
Yeah. I was jacking off to a lot of My Little Pony in 2012 for someone who wasn't a furry.
That's
funny. Oh fuck.
What's your story, Audrey? What's the story of Morning Glory?
All right. I'm gonna say some shit I've never actually said on a podcast before. I'll put it to you this way. There is a Google search in my history, because I don't ever use incognito mode. Because I'm not a fucking coward.
Yeah.
Right.
From about 2019. They're tracking it
anyway.
I was going to say, people you want to hide from know anyway.
Yeah, fuck them. From about 2019, that says, like, is it okay if you're trans because sissy hypno? And now that's a concept. That's a concept that I had to disentangle over, like, a long period of time.
Oh, yeah.
Because,
of course,
you know, I was always fascinated by, like, trans feminine bodies and pornography. I had always wondered about, like, gender transition and stuff. Even long before I figured I could even be a part of any of that, I was always fascinated by it, right?
Be a part of it. Boob York, Boob York.
And so Pornhub had some sissy hypno content around. It was just around.
Yeah.
And my interest in transgender pornography eventually intersected with that part of Pornhub.
Mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh my god, directly the fuck in.
Yeah.
Like Quagmire discovering internet porn.
Yeah.
Like Boomhauer discovering internet porn.
It's easy, man. I then spent a long time. It's kind of like with the beard. And this even happened like around the same time. I went to shave the beard off and wondered what was up. And then I, you know, I'm like whimpering and covered in my own cum, like wondering what the fuck happened. And it eventually came, like it took some time to be like, nah, you didn't watch something that made you want to be a girl. You always wanted to be a fucking girl. You just watched something that gave you the permission to feel that.
Right. Yeah. No, that's so real.
Yeah, and I think that's something maybe a lot of people experience is you've got a feeling about something and then you have to be given the language, tools, and permission to do the thing that you want to do, largely.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how it happened for me.
For a lot of people. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So it's a very personal thing for you. Mm-hmm. My question is, do you have any interest in mind control kinks outside of that initial exploration?
Not much. Like to this day, I still have an account on HypnoTube. And I do still go for the fucking gooner content, like the fucking weird compilation fucking PMV, you know, whatever.
The dark club music.
Yeah. There's a lot of, it's actually the first time I ever like knew of a Sophie track as Sophie.
Wow, Sophie
HypnoTube.
Sophie getting the zone treatment.
Yeah. One time I saw a Sleigh Bells track in a fucking PMV.
Yeah, you see a lot of Benny Benassi. People do a lot of Satisfaction.
I mean, I assume most people first knew Mitzi's for doing fucking flash animation like music.
Yeah.
Good stuff, but yeah, it was explicitly for porn.
Yeah.
And then Helltakers isn't that far because of that.
Yeah. Merzbow.
Camel by camel.
Merzbow did music for a bondage exhibition. Like,
fuck yeah.
You can do music for porn. It's great.
Yeah. That's so cool.
It's like a cool intersection of like, because like a lot of music is really erotically charged, right?
Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And you can like.
Arguably.
Most music. Yeah. Well, I mean, Frank Javsi would say fully half because it, music is either a war chant or a fertility dance.
Okay, come on.
I kind of dig that as a
Where
breakdown.
Does noisecore fit into either of those?
War chant.
War chant. Yeah.
But it's. I don't know if it's war on anything. It's like it's disassembling your senses, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's fine. Yeah. You can go to war with that. That's allowed.
I consider it something like. What's the term? Lexical satiation, something like that. Where you say a word.
Semantic satiation.
Yeah. You say a word so many times, it stops, like, it just does not have meaning anymore. Pen, like that, lexicon. But for the sensation of hearing, it kind of like beats you into submission until you're just kind of accepting it without any degree of interpretation or
that's kinda cool.
Even like active engagement, because it just is your universe in that moment. That's what I love about noisecore and speedcore shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shit works for me in that sense. Yeah. Like Gigi was talking about with being dumb for a little bit. It just it makes my brain stop doing the worry bad.
Yeah. And that was a big part of the hypno content that I got into back in the day. Mm-hmm. Is it's like your brain stops doing the subroutines that are like you are a guy.
Yeah.
It's like
you
a
let
more...
yourself turn that shit off.
Yeah. A more ADHD compelling form of meditation is what Cicero
is. Yeah.
No, yeah, no. Like hypnosis for me, every time I had a lot of trouble listening to like hypnosis files because I did that back in the day, right? Obviously. And, you know, a lot of the files would be like, you know, focusing only on my voice. And I'm like, buddy.
Come on.
If I could just do that, we wouldn't be here right now.
Yeah.
I suppose
I'd be a senator
should...
or some
this
shit.
This is the whole problem. People take medication for this, dog.
I suppose that's a good point for me to jump in with my experience with hypno. Because I'm a bit of an Grip active no. participant, as Gigi can attest. I haven't done a whole lot of going under the knife, as it were. I haven't, and it which sucks because I would love to more.
Trauma
I
center.
Love
we share our mother's health.
Yeah, I need a surgeon to fucking defuse a bomb for me.
Yeah,
and I need that to be a kink scenario.
Yeah, I need the sexy bomb squad.
Okay, I've been doing a lot of
the sex bomb squad
of hypnotizing for friends and partners of mine for a couple of years now. Mm-hmm. And I've been really light on it on the back half of these years on account of depression and confidence and all that kind of shit.
It's tough.
But it's something that I've dove into at many times, not knowing if I have much personal investment. And most of the time that's just because I don't get to be the one going under. Like
reluctant hypno top.
Reluctant top. Yes, exactly. I am not a top primarily. I'm not primarily a top by choice. I would prefer to switch it around more 50-50. Mm-hmm. But as it stands, mm-hmm. I do get to like Pavlovian condition women and hot envies and shit. Into like being horny when I do wordplay or puns. And like I can do that shit, not against their will, because that's not how hypno works. But like, create a certain degree of tension and antagonism in their own mind in the moment of like, oh, I need to groan at that. But like, oh, I need to groan at that.
I need to groan at that. I need to moan at that.
Yeah, just so just getting the, like, how fucking dare you put this conflict in my head?
Yeah,
this sucks.
Yo, I love being cringe because I am free.
Exactly. I have turned my cringe and I have taken my cringe and turned it into cum and
hornified cringe.
That is the ultimate synthesis.
When my I autism, say what if and snap my fingers, you will understand that I am about to make a terrible pun and that will give you a bang.
When I say what do you call you will immediately feel yourself getting wetter on the spot. You're going to unconsciously open your legs. Mm-hmm. No, but for real, it's fun as hell playing with your mind. Can feel therapeutic. However, you should never use this shit for therapy.
There are therapeutic uses for hypnosis if administered by somebody trained in the
non-professional, non-trained individual.
Don't expect your hypno kink partner to therapize you.
You're not going to drop a phobia because someone told you to while you were nice and deep in the trance. No, don't work like that. And you're gonna hurt yourself and other people trying that shit. So no, it's got its boundaries, it's got its limits. But there is a catharsis to be had in just like surrendering, and just you know, like, especially for someone who struggles to approach any kind of faith. You know what I mean? You can achieve similar to like religious experiences under the careful care of like people you know you can trust.
You can also do this with sex.
Who makes videos?
You can make them come, or they can make you come about it, and it's great. It's fucking also not to be left alone. The fact that hypnosis kind of putting someone under deep enough kind of just removes them from anything happening around them and with their bodies. Like they're there, but that's like information they'll check back on later. That's pretty hot, you know, having someone like come super hard and they are not going to be aware of it until they come back up and they're like, holy shit, that's cool. That's hot and cool. Like the level of remove is hot in and of itself, even if you're not doing sex stuff necessarily, although it makes sex stuff even hotter, much like spicy mayo. It just goes with everything. It's an everything enabler kink.
It is the cupid
because it's fucking just imagination and guided meditation.
Add
and
some
like
chili oil to some
cupid
mayo. Get some
that,
Nando's
listeners.
Perniers.
No, do that.
Yeah.
Put chili oil in your cupid mayo.
Yeah.
That's
you
good.
Get a great sauce for Carriga chicken.
Do it.
It's great.
Go do it.
Cooking tips with data transfer.
Are you expecting me to take control of the program right now? Because I am looking at the Wikipedia page for hypnosis.
Oh, what are you seeing?
So hypnosis is a human condition involving focused attention, the selective attention / selective inattention hypothesis, with a little citation there, reduced peripheral awareness and an enhanced capacity to respond to suggestion. There are competing theories explaining hypnosis and related phenomenon. Altered state theories see hypnosis as an altered state of mind or trance marked by a level of awareness different from the ordinary state of consciousness. In contrast, non-state theories see hypnosis as, variously, a type of placebo effect, a redefinition of an interaction with a therapist, or a form of imaginative role enactment. During hypnosis, a person is said to have a heightened focus and concentration and an increased response to suggestion. Hypnosis usually begins with a hypnotic induction involving a series of preliminary instructions and suggestions. The use of hypnosis for therapeutic purposes is referred to as hypnotherapy, while its use as a form of entertainment for an audience is known as stage hypnosis, a form of mentalism.
And what we've been talking about largely is erotic hypnosis, a thing for sex.
I'm going to control F for erotic.
Which is maybe
erotic.
Maybe closer to stage hypnosis in a way.
Yeah. There's a main article for erotic hypnosis, but here it says it's a broad term for activities involving hypnotic suggestion applied to create arousal.
Yeah.
Some erotic hypnosis is practiced in the context of BDSM relationships and communities and is an example of a sexual fetish or paraphilia.
This has been fact-checked by true American perverts.
I appreciate that we had to make sure to make it more like the kink wheel. Like, we gotta get Wikipedia involved.
Gotta bring Wikipedia.
I gotta wiki mypedia.
I just kind of want to rebuff something that you will sometimes see out of right-wingers.
Oh, yeah. Because hypnosis is like a really touchy thing right now. Or in general, like payment processors will usually pressure sites that have pornographic content to remove hypnosis, among other things, first.
Pornhub had to drop it entirely.
Yeah. Because they think that it's like they end up sort of going like, this is like rape.
Sure.
And
yeah.
That's fucked.
But it's not.
It's not.
If you're like a 12-year-old, I understand having that. Like
right
that level of understanding of the subject,
but if you are like, Visa
then you need to shut the fuck up, dog.
Yeah, if you are Visa or
MasterCard and you're against hypno fetish, what the fuck?
Or Steven Crowder, dog. Or Steven Crowder or another fucking human adult.
Yeah, Graham Linehan.
Yeah, who sees flashing lights and the words, you are a woman, and they're like, oh, no, they're going to turn me into a woman.
Yeah.
And they will never interrogate that.
Oh, my God, because they're so afraid that it's going to work on them. Like,
right.
Like, the fucking crazy thing about it, these motherfuckers will see the shit and be like, oh, man, no one can see this because it's going to turn you into a woman. It's like, nah. It kind of lets you go to that place in your mind and help you figure out some shit. But I think if somebody who had never experienced gender dysphoria, who had never questioned or, you know, had no thought in their head about their gender, if you just flashed some lights and said, you are a woman at them, they would be like, what are you talking
about? It's like a Newgrounds video. It's a bit. You know
it only
I mean?
Has if power not, if you give it power.
Exactly. If you're not the target audience for this, it's gonna come across as a joke of some kind, and that's
would
it.
Only
and if
give
you
it
experience
power
more
if you
than
were
that,
previously interested in it,
yeah,
exactly.
So what we're saying is the cybersmith should go on estrogen,
along with H3 Productions.
These fucking nerds.
Yeah. Okay. I think we got our word in on hypno.
Yep. And there was actually a binaural underneath everything we just said. So
yeah. So you believe it now in your core because that's
a really
funny
edit.
Yeah.
I like the way my waves look when you make me laugh like that.
Binaural beats on the podcast.
All right.
You're getting very ready to laugh.
Oh my God. The idea of like, hypnosis for a comedy show.
Oh, I love it. I love it so. I love the idea of being hypnotized to laugh at something completely not funny.
That's not hard to... I literally just had to make a face.
Yeah. No, I mean like...
Not difficult, folks.
Oh, I mean, I peekaboo
you are
works
blushing
on me
really hard. I just saw something. I just saw something happen. I don't fully understand.
Shut up. No. This isn't a kink. This ain't a kink. It's a goddamn podcast. Anyway.
Hey, we did it. We got there.
We did. I got.
We have to name our digital champions.
Oh, yeah, I got one more button to press. Actually, two with the outro. My digital champion is, of course, for helping War Greymon kind of get in touch with himself a little bit more, even if they got interrupted, but hopefully Agumon can bring him back around.
It's got to be Agumon. Champion. It's got to be Agumon.
It's got to be Agumon.
He's our favorite little guy. He is so fucking chill. Like,
so true.
They're gonna bring that kind of energy back in the main cast in the next season. We don't really have that kind of like chillax character in this party.
Daisuke kind of, but
he's
a little he's more anxious than that.
I'm thinking about it. Hawkmon is too high strung.
Yep.
Maybe Armadillomon. Mostly he's just kind of there, to be honest. But yeah, no, it's Agumon. He's our boy. He sees the fucking, he sees someone struggling, even if they're like fighting the rest of the Digimon. And he's like, he has the wherewithal to be like, let's chat. I'm sitting on a rock. Yeah. Come here and chat with me. You're like me, but like three levels up. It's, come on. Yeah. I can understand you. Let's talk.
Yeah. Like Agumon that. Here. Agumon the, here is, go ahead.
I called it Agumon Universe.
Yeah.
You can That's make a true. Difference.
Agumon world. Agumon's realm. Agumon.
Agumon's realm.
Yeah, I think Agumon... Agumon is like when the age regressor is really emotionally intelligent.
Yeah, yeah. The oh, what's the word I'm thinking of when you show someone through drugs? Trip yeah. guide, but for
yeah.
for little space.
But for Agumon's, existence.
Agumon's
in
your
space.
Trip guide if you're Agumon's like a baby trip guide.
A baby Sherpa.
Yeah, I think I was really happy to see Agumon. I forgot. I didn't realize that he wasn't a regular. I treasure him all the more now.
Tentomon's like the only one season one who shows up regular. I mean,
yeah,
Gatomon but, and Patamon are like yeah, still in the party.
But I will say, season two, right? Honorable mention to Arukenimon. I am not going to watch any Digimon in between this episode and the next one that I'm on the podcast for. But I think I'm going to be seeing a lot of Arukenimon very soon.
My final note, my last fucking note on this was everyone wants to fuck Arukenimon. Because we watched this in a group chat in the Discord, and it wasn't just Gigi. It was well, I don't think it was Audrey, but it was
you. Name names.
Gigi, two other people. There you go. Yeah, thank you for stopping me. I was. But
who
four,
else was horny about this character while we were watching?
Different people are like, I want to fuck the spider. Hey, let's all fuck the spider.
I love her face. Her. Yeah.
Hey, we've come to the end of a supersized episode of Data Transfer.
The post ponies curse. It's an hour and a half.
That was a train, like train wreck, kind of.
It was a train mon. It was a train mon wreck.
A locomon wreck. You're fucking
locomon
right.
Wreck.
Gigi, I wonder if you would share with us your plugs.
My plugs, I have a Love Ents Edge 2.
Nice.
And that's the only plug I have. I did get a silicone plug at one point. I didn't know that those are not fucking sterilizable. You can never get those clean. The little jelly plugs. That's what I mean.
Yep.
The jelly plugs. You can't get those clean. They're single use, effectively.
That's hard.
Yeah, my plugs, that fact, safe sex. If you want to see me post places, you can follow me on Blue Sky at ggpup.bsky.social. I also do post at -_Marcy at twitter.com. That one doesn't have porn. I warn you about the porn in my bio. Read my bio. Folks,
read the damn bio. It's important.
Read the damn bio. It's important. It lets you know what I'm about.
I will fully be scrolling my Blue Sky feed and be like, "Where'd this? Oh, it's G. Yeah,
yeah. Of course.
Where'd this diaper content?
How'd this
come
one?
From?
Oh, how'd this one get in the fucking mix? I try to.
Where did this stinky poo poo diaper come from?
I try to repost stuff that is like flagged because I recognize that there are people that follow me that aren't into that.
I mean, but the thing of it is they follow you, right?
Yeah, but I mean, like some of them, some of them followed me before I decided that this was the mono account. So yeah, and also I do a podcast with Corla, a lovely girlfriend, and also two of my other friends called Post Ponies. It's a podcast about My Little Pony: Friendship is Magic and the Rise of Fascism. You can find it at www.smallgayhorse.com.
Best
check it out.
The game.
If you enjoyed me, you will enjoy that because you will see me get bullied.
And Corla is also there.
Yeah, Corla's also there. Corla's like your homie that you've spent a lot of time with. I'm your homie that you've seen a couple times, but like we're chill. Octavia, you've seen her, you know.
Octavia had a period where she's like everyone knows her, and now she's kind of working on herself for a while. Yeah. The Ruby is like the you have to kind of do the Bloody Mary thing.
Yeah. If you if
and
you
then she'll
say,
show up and start telling you alarming facts about old media.
Yeah, if you say go Ruby into Scoob five times into a mirror at 3 a.m.
Yeah, yeah. When you watch Kamen Rider at 3 a.m, Ruby is there.
In spirit.
Yeah. When you watch a very like disconcerting YouTube video, you can find Ruby in the room with you.
She's 1960s Japanese gangster movie.
Yeah.
Ruby's there.
Ruby.
She's an info hazard. She has infected media and has become a sort of living ARG.
Yeah.
It's very dangerous.
If you are into this, Post Ponies, check it out.
Hell yeah.
If you
we are somehow extremely horny despite not talking about porn.
Crazy.
I know. We don't have a segment for porn on Post Ponies the way we do here, but like it keeps happening.
It keeps happening. And it, listener, it's going to keep happening. It's we are who we are.
Another thing that's going to keep happening is new episodes of Radio Free Tote Bag coming out every week on the main feed and Patreon feeds. It's a hoot and a holler. We do comedy relationship advice from a stupid, heartfelt place. So if you got some woes, head on over there. Maybe we'll heal your heart at Radio Free Tote Bag.
If you think Audrey's been spitting about some of this kink shit, it's like she has an advice show and this is a sharpened blade.
It's like help. She's done this before.
Well honed.
Yeah.
And you can find me on Blue Sky at Aud, A-U-D, on Blue Sky.
Aud.
Got in early on that one.
Yeah.
Corla.
Corla.
Gigi did my plugs. I have a Blue Sky. Corla, bluesky.social. Yeah. Primarily I am retweeting very horny FF14 lesbians in the hopes that they notice me. it'll never work, but hey, what is Yuri if not yearning, right?
Yours even in the thing.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yearning spelled Y-U-R-N.
No, yeah. I no-butted you so hard.
My ass
sorry.
Yearning.
It's like gooning when yearning. Yeah. Hey, thanks for tuning in and hanging out with us. Thanks from all of us here on this very episode. Data transfer. Sorry about the delay. I'll try to get some more Patreon stuff up too if you're interested in seeing our Let's Play content, which you can find patreon.com/data transfer. Now, Corla, I have shared with you some images in our private Discord chat, and they contain the names of our patrons who support us on patreon.com at the Digidestined tier.
You did indeed. I have them here.
I would like it listener, very much if you would share those names.
Listener, I'm your surrogate. I can't see the list.
All right. So I'm doing all these?
Yep, every one of them.
All right. So we have Arukenimon, parentheses real.
Sorry.
Kitty Sparks. Ember Saffron. Hex Meowniac, the worst of all possible worlds, Asa/Anya, Saturday's Claire. This penguin has an incredibly jubilation.
Oh, this penguin has an incredibly cavernous ellipsis cat.
that's so worth it. Thank you. that's a really good name. Fuck. Jubilation Lee. Pablo Hummus, Mish, Waylon the Sprite Smith, Maya, Teresa,
Maya.
Bubba Nitro, and finally, Gigi Savage.
Ah,
girlfriend.
Yeah. My God, Gigi.
Girlfriend.
It's me. I every time I hear myself in a Patreon plugs thing, I do a little like Moe cute thing. I like kick my leg up and
pog.
Shit. Yeah.
I look over at Lilith and I pog and I'm like, that was my name.
I point at the screen.
Yeah, I point.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, pointing towards Mecca. They said me on the podcast.
That was me in the backer in the credits in the back in the in
that was me in the corner. That was me in the spotlight losing my religion.
Much like Orgrimmon losing his faith in the purity of combat. Folks, thank you so much for joining us. This was a total blast, and I'm going to hit this one last button after I say get out there and buy the products.